witnesses you from Montreal, Canada, and owners at the Vero Beach Resort and the Polynesian. And you're listening to my DVC Points podcast.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 76 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Monera Financial. If you're paying more than 9.9% interest on your DVC loan, head over to Monera Financial and see what they can do for you. So far, these refi programs have helped listeners save hundreds of thousands of dollars. You heard me, hundreds of thousands. It's not uncommon that I hear back from these guys saying, hey, we helped a listener save 10 grand, 20 grand, 4 grand. That's all cash that could be in your pocket. MoneraFinancial.com, refi program, see what they can do for your family. In today's episode, we're talking with my friend Tony from DVC Rental Store about this phenomenal program they have called a cruise swap. It's really Adventures by Disney, or you could swap into a cash room at Disney. Maybe club levels all booked up at Animal Kingdom and you want to go club level or concierge level in the cash world. You can do that with a point swap program, and Tony's here to tell you all about it. Let's jump into today's show. Welcome to the show today, Tony Adranya. Hey, Tony, how you doing today?
I am fantastic, Chad. How are you?
I am doing great. I cannot complain. I brought you on the show today to tell us a little bit about the background and story behind DVC Rental Store and some of your guys' new programs.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to talk about these, Chad. You know, DVC Rental Store, something I'm obviously passionate about being an employee here and just kind of learning the backstory of DVC Rental Store myself. I've kind of learned a lot about this market just in the last 9 or 10 months. And to be quite honest, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, you guys are up to a lot of point selling because as a member, I've got a little login to your site and I can look at all the open listings. And it is like mind blown looking at how many people out there want our points.
It's probably mind-blowing. It's probably a little bit encouraging that there's so many people that want your points, but at the same time, it's been booming. This is obviously a busy time of year for us, but it's been pretty incredible to kind of watch and see, like you noted in our member center, just how many open listings just continue to come in each day. But what's also been nice is to see how many members are also in our member center and they're claiming these open listings and helping people's dreams come true.
Yeah, that is really cool because I know you guys started off as a rental company. And you still do point rentals, but it seems like we're shifting focus now to like a point swap program. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So our point swap program is something we started a couple years ago. And honestly, it's a way for a DVC member to use their points and still do a lot of cool Disney stuff, whether that be going on a Disney cruise, going on an adventure by Disney, maybe even staying at a non-DVC resort, swapping those points in. So in essence, our point swap program is self-explanatory in the name a bit. You swap your DVC points and you can do something really cool with them.
Okay. So what that would mean would be kind of like I pick up one of these rentals and I book a rental for one of your customers. And then instead of paying me, you come back in and credit me that money and let me go spend it with your travel agent partner?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Basically, when you decide you want to go on a cruise, we'll get you in touch with one of our cruise specialists and you look at kind of how much that cruise is going to cost you. And then basically we start marketing your points out to some people that want to go to Disney World. You book a couple reservations and as you noted, the proceeds that you would get, which is $15 a point.
Quick editorial note, since recording, we got a raise and they now pay $16 a point. That means less points to book that cruise. Woohoo!
For our premium points, go straight to your cruise and basically
cover the cost of it, right?
Exactly. If you have the right amount of points, or you borrow some points from the following year, you can cover the entire cost of your cruise with your DVC points, and you get a lot more value doing that with the DVC rental store than you would doing that directly through Disney.
Okay, let's pick up on this one then. Because let's say I don't have enough points, can I do a combination of points and cash?
You absolutely can. So when your final deposit's due, let's say it's a $9,000 cruise, you've had the proceeds through renting your points up to $6,000. You can put $3,000 cash down and a combination of the two, and you can go sailing away.
Awesome. Because I mean, these cruises, man, like you were saying, $9,000. I looked at one that was like 10 or 11 grand for a 7-night for my family of 5. So they can get up there.
Oh yeah, they can be pricey.
Well, it's nice to know that we can come back in and swap out some points and either cover the whole thing if we got the points, or at least knock it down a little bit so that it's a little bit easier to come up with.
Yeah, and that's the really cool thing about it is that, you know, people that buy these DVC points, you want to use them at Disney. I mean, you bought into the Disney Vacation Club for a reason, but, you know, you might have stayed at Beach Club or Boardwalk 5 straight years and you want something a little bit different, but you still love the Disney magic. So you can swap those points in and still have that Disney magic and go on a 4-night Bohemian cruise or a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise, Alaskan cruise. There's obviously so many different options for Disney cruises, but swapping those DVC points in can really come in handy.
Okay, so let me come back in and ask a couple more questions here then.
Sure.
So I don't have to come up with the full amount in points, right?
Correct.
What about that $95 fee? Okay, because I know if I go to Disney to do this, they charge like a fee and I got some lockdowns. And what's some of the benefits of using your program versus going to direct?
Yeah, so that's a big one. When you're talking about $9,000 cruises, $95 might not seem like a lot, but every little bit adds up. So we don't have the $95 exchange fee that Disney's going to charge you. You're saving money by renting your points. And we can talk a little bit about the difference in renting your points through DVC rental store versus just swapping them in with Disney directly. You get some onboard credits with us, and then you get a cruise advisor free of charge that's going to walk you through your cruise, the experience, talk you through the different rooms, the different nights you can go. And then there's no blackout dates when you book through us, which there is through Disney. So
nice.
Several benefits, certainly booking through us. And I have a lot of people that really enjoy their time on these Disney cruises, swapping in their DVC points.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to get a full-blown travel agent that comes back in and helps you do this program, right?
Yes, we actually have our own travel advisor here with the DVC rental store that specializes in cruises and adventures by Disney. She's been on several herself, and she is fantastic to work with. Basically, she's going to make sure that you have the trip of your dreams, you know, that you're not skimping on anything or that you're doing exactly what you want to do and going the right amount of nights and going where you want to go and all that good stuff. She's really well versed in the Disney cruise line. I mean, she's going to help you book the trip of your dreams.
Okay. So I'm not flying solo on this. I got some expert backup, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the other thing, Tony, you're talking my language here when you threw out that onboard credit, because you don't get that through Disney, not direct.
No, you do not. And you know, that's something that, you know, we finalize those at the time your final payment for the cruise is made. Something that obviously we like to point out because that's a big perk and something that we really value and value our members working with us. And we, like I said, I mean, ultimately we want them to have a fantastic trip.
Yeah. Now I'm just doing a little pontification here, Tony. So bear with me here because I've kind of thought through this a little bit. My brain has been processing this.
Sure.
So my brain's been like smoking on this since I first got introduced to this concept. Mm-hmm. And I know if you go direct, you have to take your vacation points and you have to convert them into something called reservation points. And that's a one-way street. Okay. Once they go reservation points, there's no coming back.
100%. You are correct.
Okay. So then the reservation points are now tied up in cruises or hotels or ABDs. Because if you have to cancel that, that sounds like that's getting really ugly on the direct side.
Very ugly. And ultimately, it could end up costing you a lot of money.
Okay. So talk to me about if I'm in a cruise swap program through DVC Rental Store and I go to cancel or I have to make modifications or switch cruises. It sounds like it's as easy as all of the normal rules of a cash cruise apply.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Chad. But like you said, if you need to cancel for some reason, if you've already booked reservations, we'll just convert that to our normal rental process. If you can't go on a cruise anymore and you've already rented your points out, or if you need to cancel, you haven't ran any points out, you know, we'll just cancel it for you. You need to move some dates, like you mentioned. There's a lot of different things you can do, a lot of different moving parts that we can work with you on that if you were to book directly with Disney, you would not be able to do.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot more flexibility here as well, which I'm digging, okay? Because options and wiggle room and flexibility is key.
Absolutely. We've noted several times, it's a hefty investment to go on a Disney cruise. So the flexibility that it offers certainly kind of gives you a little bit of peace of mind.
So Tony, you mentioned risk here. In my mind, kicks off this travel insurance question. Could I use a few extra points and pick up a travel insurance policy on a swap as well?
Yep. And ultimately what that ends up doing is it just adds to the price of your cruise and, you know, you'll just rent a few more points and swap a few more points to cover the cost of that.
Or just pay cash for it outright when we're booking the cruise as well.
Yep. Certainly can do that as well.
Awesome. Okay. Now I know we can do cruises. I know we can do Adventures by Disney. Let's hit a topic here that's sure to just spark some interest with members. Disney comes out with this free dining promotion. If I'm coming back in and swapping out points to come back in through a travel agency kind of a deal, I should be able to use my points through the rental store process and get one of those free dining packages if I really, truly wanted to.
Yep, you totally can. Basically, you can swap your points with us, rent your points out, have a cash stay at Disney. Like you said, get the free dining credits. And ultimately, you end up swapping your DVC points. It sounds kind of goofy when on the surface, swap your DVC points to stay at a non-DVC resort, but you can do that.
Well, it may sound goofy, but believe it or not, there's times when I want a club level Animal Kingdom, but there's only like 10 of those rooms.
Yep.
So I'm starting to think here, well, could you get me a club level over at the Coronado Tower?
You're exactly right. And like you mentioned, the availability can be scarce at DVC resorts and time is of the essence, or you're booking a last minute trip, or like you mentioned, you want to go stay somewhere else. I mean, there's so many different options. We could talk about it till we're blue in the face when it comes to swapping your points out for a stay somewhere else on Disney property. But ultimately, the answer is yes, we can do it.
Man, that's incredible. Okay. That is absolutely positively an incredible offering to know, hey, look, I've got these points here, but there's times when there's no availability in DVC, but you see cash stuff available. Or maybe I just don't want to do DVC as well. Maybe I want to come back in and do club level so I can do 3 nights and get that club level concierge extra fast pass package that they sell.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We highly encourage it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like it's a great deal because as DVC members, in order for us to do that, we either have to book a grand villa to get that concierge level of fast pass program, or we have to book a bungalow at Poly. Or we have to book a cabin at Copper Creek.
Yep.
And those are some huge, huge, huge point deals. But to know that I can do this and you kind of put the cookies at a shelf where I can reach them with a smaller amount of points.
Yep.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Totally. It excites us. You know, when we came up with this program, we think it's pretty cool.
Well, it sounds like it to me because I mean, I've just ran this through like our Patreons and they got all excited when they started to realize, wait a minute, I can still use my points. I can still get Disney, but I can do it in a better way. Now, you mentioned this earlier, and I want to dive into it. The value that you guys see in points versus the value that Disney direct sees in points. Let's dive into that topic a little bit.
Yes, on our website, it's actually dvcrentalstore.com. If you hover over our DVC members on our navigation, there's a cruise swap program page. And one of the examples we give is a 4-night Bohemian cruise on the Disney Dream, sailing on June 17th. So if you book that directly through Disney, it's going to be 572 points plus $95. You book that through us, it's going to be 276. So when you look at the numbers, 276, we pay the members out at $15 per point that they rent. So that equates to $4,140 for that cruise, that 4-night cruise. If you look at the 572 points it's going to cost you to do that directly through Disney, they're basically valuing your points at $7.20 per point. So essentially with that particular cruise, you're looking at almost double the value going through the DVC rental store.
Man, I own some Copper Creek points. I pay more than $7.20 in dues, brother.
Exactly.
And those poor Riviera owners are up over $8 or Hilton Head or Vero. Those guys are way over $7. They're not even giving you your dues back on those points.
They are not. And that's the main thing that the point that we definitely want to get across is that the value that you're going to see swapping through the DVC rental store, it's really, really hard to match elsewhere.
Oh, you're not kidding. So at the member meeting that happened last December, Terry, the vice president of DVC, was doing a Q&A session, and she made this statement that like 25% of the points out there get turned back in for cruises and hotel swaps and ABD swaps. Mm-hmm. I about fell out my chair when I heard that.
Yeah, that's a staggering number.
I looked at that and I was like, okay, I know the value difference because I'm kind of a DVC insider. You know it because you're running these numbers for people all the time. And that's when I looked at that and I went, okay, if 25% of the points are coming in this way, and we're a podcast all about getting the most value out of your membership, I got to get you behind a microphone here, Tony, and start sharing this story out here because this is incredible.
Yes,
you're like, you're doubling what Disney gives people or cutting in half the point costs.
Yeah, and that's the thing too that's nice is you know, say you've got 500 points and you want to go on that four-night cruise. It's only going to cost you 276 through us. So maybe you want to do a three-night stay or a four-night stay at Disney, then go on your cruise. You still got enough points to do that.
Oh, land and sea. Now you're talking to me, Tony. You got my attention, brother. You got my attention. So, Tony, what's the possibility that you're not going to have any need for my points? Does that ever happen?
So here's the thing, Chad. We've got over 500 reservations right now of people that are looking to go to Disney World that want members to basically let them use their points. So we don't have any problem in terms of demand right now.
Yeah, it seems like I read some kind of crazy stats in like an email or something that you guys get a few hundred requests a day for points. Was that accurate? Did I get that right?
We do. Sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes it's less, obviously, depending on the time of the year. But in terms of the amount of people that we have filling out our availability request form, you know, it can be upwards of 500 some days.
500 people a day, 500 families a day are coming back in and saying, hey, look, this point rental deal is such a great program for the renter that they want members' points. So the demand is sky high.
Certainly is.
Yeah. One of the things that I really like a lot about DVC Rental Store, and I looked at this data when I was first getting into DVC. You guys publish all of the open listings that are out there. And to me, by me looking at that, it helped me come back in and go, okay, these Bay Lake points have extremely low dues, but the demand for that resort is incredibly high. And so I was leaning towards Bay Lake anyways, but that data that showed there's this huge demand for it with low dues is what led me to buy a couple hundred points at Bay Lake.
Yeah. And that's the thing that we want to do. I mean, we want to be as visible as we can possibly be with our members, show them the reservations that we have coming in, allow them to claim reservations if they want to do that. But we also give them the option of, hey, put your points in our system and we'll match you up with some reservations too. So we try to give as many options as we can to our members and try to be as visible as we can as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. I'm a person who I like to come back in and pick and choose. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because one of the other things that I love about your open system is I know for a fact that I can pick one at the 8-month mark and I'm getting paid in 8 months versus having to wait that extra 3 to get to the 11-month mark. Yep. It's just me.
Wise man.
I'd rather have cash sooner than later,
sure.
Right?
I totally
get it. Or have my cruise paid off sooner than later.
Yep.
Okay.
Totally get it.
That's just me though, right?
Sure.
But I think that's a valuable tool that's out there. And so let's talk about that. So Tony, we were talking about these open listings here, and I appreciate the fact that I can log in and see these open listings. But I remember back in a time when that was available to just the general members. Does somebody listening to the podcast today have to create an ID and log in to see the listings? Or is there some way they can see it on a public forum?
Yeah, so that is still public for our members to look at, members.dvcrentalstore.com. And they can actually claim from there as well if they don't want to log in and become a member, if you will, in our system. We are totally okay with either way. Basically, with our member center, what it allows us to do and it allows our members to do is just kind of have full visibility into everything going on with their points. They can add how many points they want to rent out. They can see all the reservations that they've booked. All their rental agreements are in there. There's certain perks, obviously, to getting into our member center and creating a login. But, you know, if that's not something that you're interested in and, you know, you just want to rent your points out and claim reservations yourself, you're totally okay by just going to our subdomain members.dvcrentalstore.com and renting your points out that way too.
Yeah, I just pulled it up while we were talking here, and you just come over to click open listings, and then the second item there is all open listings. And then boom, there they are. And you can see the backlog. So it seems like some of these are 0 to 7 months and they say any resort. So those are obviously within the 7 month window. So pretty much anybody can kind of come in and book those at the 7 month mark.
Yep. Anybody with a DVC contract can book those.
Got it. Okay. So that sounds easy enough there. And we've covered cruise swaps, Adventures by Disney's, pretty much any public offering you see them doing, we can come back in and do this point swap program and get into. And I know there's a new program on the horizon, and I've just heard a little bit about it through Incredible Vacation Homes. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Incredible Vacation Homes is, there's 5 or 6 different properties that are just off of the Disney property that are houses. And basically what they're going to be is, they're a bigger place to stay. So whether, actually my family just went down and stayed in an Incredible Vacation Home. There was 23 of us stayed in the house. Stayed in the house comfortably. You know, there's 4-bedroom homes, 6-bedroom homes. I think there's a 10-bedroom home. Basically, it's about a 15-minute drive to Disney property.
Tony, I think you're going to get the understatement of the year award calling these things houses. Okay. Because when I played a video, I swear to God, Robin Leach is in the background talking about lifestyles of the rich and famous, right? And I've showed it to a couple of my friends and they were like, you know, the whole swim up pool bar deal here. And yeah, swim up to a bar in the pool. Okay. And they're going, does this come with like butler service as well? I mean, these are some decked out lifestyles of the rich and famous homes here.
Yeah, they're incredible. And, you know, that's cheesy and whatnot because that's part of the name, but I mean they literally are Incredible Vacation Homes. I've stayed in 2 now. Like I said, my family just stayed in 1. Actually, our entire team at DVC Rental Store went and stayed in 1 last May. But yeah, basically what's on the horizon here is that if you've got a big group or you know you're looking to stay a little bit off Disney property, maybe have a little more privacy, have your own pool, they're going to be a part of our swap program here very shortly, and we're really excited about that. We've already put some feelers out, and there's several people that seem to be very excited about that. So that is something that's on the horizon and should be available very shortly.
I mean, I looked at it and I started just doing some rough eyeball pointing it out myself. And it sounds like I can get one of these 12-bedroom, sleeps 35 people, massive lifestyles of the rich and famous castles for about the cost of a normal Disney grand villa.
Yep. And that's the incredible thing about it is that obviously, there's positive and negatives to both. There's obviously some people that would say, I will never not stay anywhere that's off Disney property. But at the same time, you have a lot more space. Like I said, you get a little bit more privacy, a little more intimacy. So like when my whole family went, you know, rather than staying at a grand villa and going out to the pool or whatever, we were able to just all be in the house together, go out to our own private pool together, actually take one vehicle in together to Disney World. So that wasn't too big of a deal. So there's certainly a lot of positives to it. And like you said, you know, my words aren't doing these homes justice. You can see them at incrediblevacationhomes.com. They are magical. I mean, they are really, really nice houses. Something that I didn't ever think I would have the means to stay in. But as you noted, you know, not as expensive as you might think.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was like super excited when I found those out there. And those are an exclusive to DVC Rental Store.
Yeah, you can book those as cash stays. And as I mentioned, they're going to end up being part of our swap program here shortly at DVC Rental Store.
Yeah, I'm excited for those things to come online.
Absolutely.
Tony, based on everything that you've told me, I'm incredibly excited to get this thing up and launched because it just seems like it's a much more value-driven option for members to come back in and swap their points out through you guys than it is to come back in and get less than the amount of the annual dues on a swap through Disney Direct.
Yeah, I can't state enough just the value that you see doing these swaps to the DVC Rental Store.
I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm taking my first cruise this summer. If my family likes it, I'm going to be taking that $200 toehold into the cheap prices on the cruises and getting that thing lined up so that I can move it over to DVC Rental Store and swap some points out for the next one, because that just sounds like an incredible bargain.
Absolutely. And the cool thing of it is too, Chad, that, you know, we don't really even mention too much, but through that swap program, obviously you end up renting your points out through us. And by renting your points out, you actually also get to kind of help make somebody else's dream come true too. There's a guest that is dying to stay at a DVC resort. And by doing this swap, you're helping make that happen.
Oh, absolutely. Because we see this all the times in some of the DVC forums. I want to buy DVC, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just rent some points and try it out first. And when we give up our points through you guys, you're able to match us up with those families. And another family can try out the magic that we all know and love.
Absolutely. It's a win-win.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, Tony. And what's the best way for somebody to get in contact with you or DVC Rental Store to follow up if they've got more questions?
Yeah, so dvcrentalstore.com obviously is our website. And we have multiple different contact forms. There's a ton of information on there about our cruise swap program. We're active on our Facebook page. If you have questions, we have somebody that's monitoring our messages on there night and day. So, you know, if you want a little bit more one-to-one communication, we also have a chat on our site, a live chat on our site, basic business hours, Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 5, that you can actually talk to one of our travel agents or one of our member management gurus. So certainly several different ways to contact us, check out more information. I highly recommend going to dvcrentalstore.com and just poking around our website, a lot of really good information about some of these things that we talked about today.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us today, Tony.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Chad.
Since recording this episode, I spent a little bit of time on YouTube looking at Disney Dream videos and just going down the rabbit hole of Disney Cruise Line. My family hasn't been on a Disney cruise. This summer is our first one, and we're doing this 4-day put our toes in the water cruise, but we have every intention on doing a 7-day cruise if we like it. I looked up a cruise that we would like to take in the middle of summer for a 7-night Caribbean cruise. DVC wants like 962 points for that. For about half that, DVC Rental Store can get me on the same cruise and then leave me enough points to book 2 nights at the Poly before the cruise and 7 nights in a 2-bedroom at Beach Club after the cruise. That's an insane price difference. This is why I love creating this content, is to come back in and just help people realize there's a lot of value to be had if you just take the time and educate yourself. And that's why I'm so glad these guys are sponsoring the show and they're so in tune with our message of do the research and make informed and educated decisions about what's best for your family. I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's show, DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, Monera Financial, Incredible Vacation Homes, and Be Our Guest Vacations. They are the travel agency that comes back in and does all of these wonderful swap programs. I'd also like to thank NoSam116 for this awesome 5-star review. Recently found my DVC Points podcast after purchasing Riviera Resort. The podcast has the details I've been wanting and had not found until now. Episodes 72 and 73 had more great information about Riviera than any other non-Disney resource I've discovered so far. The best was episode 73 when the group talked about the Skyliners and the ECV use, which is a concern for us when we visit with our mom. There are no other details about ECV on the new transportation system anywhere. Thank you from a new DVC member. Well, you're quite welcome, Sam. We do our best to represent a variety of member opinions and experiences on this show. Whether or not you agree with me or not, 9 times out of 10, you'll never know it because I'll just agree with you and move on with the show because it's all about the member's experience. Thank you for that awesome 5-star review, and thank you everybody for listening in. We look forward to creating some more content and serving you. Next week, we'll be back with our show note writer, Samantha, doing an inside look at how a 25-year-old bought DVC right out of college. Can't wait to share Sam's story with you guys. Thanks for listening, and have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.